prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
This is absolutely war, and I thank Pastor Butch for letting me host his show today. This is Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net, and today is Monday. It is July the 13th of 2020. I'm going to ask, please, for everyone to subscribe to our YouTube channel and be sure to tap the bell notification so you're notified whenever we post a new video or new information. Now, I'm going to go over a number of situations that we are all finding ourselves in. Many people are becoming much more aware of the situation that we do find ourselves in. So we're just going to go over a couple of fundamental foundational aspects that are a requirement to understand the reality that you all are in. We're going to go over some of the breaking news points of today with respect to COVID and the incarceration and imprisonment in our homes by our governments. And we'll continue with that. Now, again, on StopTheCrime.net, I've just now posted a new video. It's only 5 minutes. If you go there and watch it, it is entitled The Fall of the Republic and the Rise of the Corporation. And it is very well done, and I would recommend everybody take a look. So let's talk about what we fundamentally must keep in our minds at all times. The federal and state governments are not real. They're all privately owned corporations calling themselves governments. And the judges are privately employed administrators called judges. And the law is nothing more than their corporate regulations called statutes. Sadly, we as Americans have been indoctrinated through expert programming and conditioning, prejudice and patriotism, to treat all the information like this as being ridiculous, absurd, and untrue. And it's time that we look around and we see what is really happening to our lives. They've eliminated the family farms. Now look what they've done. They're shutting down restaurants and small businesses, mom and pop, due to COVID, which is all part of the planned epidemic of just causing massive global bankruptcy. They've devalued our currency, getting ready now to transition us into digital or something other than what we've known now. They've stolen our gold and silver. They continue to raise taxes and so much more. They've poisoned our air, water, and food supply. So I think many of you know that, but it's all a deception, and it's compounded by the refusal of ordinary people to realize and understand that this is secrecy and the duplicity of privately owned corporations being serpentitiously portrayed as American agencies and government. It is not. Through the corporate financial influence and controls, these men of power, and whatever else you want to consider these people to be, pedophilias, drug, blood drinkers, certainly performing sexual ritual activities on children. The CIA runs around our communities gathering up our kids for sex crimes. You can see that up. See that on stopthecrime.net. It's entitled CIA Finders. But these men of power are able to get the Federal Reserve Act and the Emergency Banking Act passed, which was designed to control all of America's assets, all of our assets. And lastly was the creation of the Department of Education, which was administered by a director of the corporation's own choosing to distort all educational materials and control and monitor the forced education of all of the masses. So what we have to understand is the success of how this private corporation relies heavily upon the ability of the corporate controls identified as the chiefs of staff, politicians, bankers, judges, priests, and lawyers to convince teachers, policemen, soldiers, and the general public of its authenticity. The secrets being concealed by the private corporations are treason, and they are leading to our death. The other thing I want everyone to understand is we're now all being told that in order to resume business as usual, which will never be resumed, as business as usual. Those days are gone. In fact, the new normal is just a mind-controlled word to let us think we're in a new world of a new normal when weapons and systems and technologies are being used against every single one of us. So I want to just read a few things about the vaccines, very important for everyone to understand. We know the vaccine science is not settled. And there are many, many scientific peer-reviewed papers exposing the dangers of vaccines as well as the herd immunity myth. So it would be important to understand and look at the International Medical Council on Vaccinations. There is evidence that the Center for Disease Control has intentionally kept this information from the public health workers, physicians, legislators, and the general public. And you can see the health hazards of disease prevention, Deadly Immunity by Robert Kennedy Jr., and Science for Sale by Dr. David Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. And very important to understand what has happened with the entire herd immunity psyops. Also, even Harvard study concludes safe and effective drugs are a myth. And you can see the institutional corruption of pharmaceuticals and the myth of safe and effective drugs. And this is a 2013 Harvard study exposed the epidemic of corruption in governmental agencies due to Big Pharma's influence and money. Also important to understand, and the reason I'm emphasizing this, is vaccines are in the makings for all of us worldwide. All participating in the vaccination programs are exempt from liability. We know that those pharmaceutical companies and others that are making it, including the CDC, manufacturing, ordering, and administrating vaccines have all been exempted from liability. And should the drug cause an injury or illness or death, there is no liability. There's no incentive to ensure safe vaccines or that they're even effective. And that is a Supreme Court decision. Bruce-Witz versus Wye, W-Y-E-T-H. And we're, as patients, never given the full disclosure. You must now look at all your package vaccine inserts to understand what is being put into your vaccinations. More importantly, I remind you that the CDC is a private for-profit corporation doing business. They are not a for-profit advocacy group for our best intentions. Again, they are for their own corporate bottom line, their fiscal bottom line, which is based on vaccinations. Even our state public health institutions are private for-profit corporations doing business. and they're listed on Dun & Bradstreet, and they receive compensation from the CDC. So that means all of your local health officers that are shutting down your communities, telling you that you can no longer operate. I'm looking at the news today out of California. They're saying California closes indoor restaurants, movie theaters, bars, churches, and gyms. LA shutdown order includes all offices. Students will not return to the classroom in the fall. And New York pushes to track visitors. And the WHO crisis says it may get worse and worse. And also, we are hearing now that strapped workers wait for delayed unemployment cash. This is a global bankruptcy. This is what we face. And it is unimaginably horrific, and most people cannot even wrap their heads around the reality. I'm going to go over another article that I found today. New York City is accelerating their Internet Master Plan. They are massively rolling out 5G. So let's see what this says. On July the 10th of 2020, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announced an acceleration of the city's Internet Master Plan to provide high-speed Internet access across five boroughs, prioritizing public housing communities. In other words, frying and cooking the housing communities, the lower-income areas. That is what this is. 5G is a kill grid. Make absolutely no mistake. Go to stopthecrime.net and many other websites. You will find the details about the severity of 5G being used as a genocide frequency. They say this, that the city of New York will invest $157 million to connect 600,000 New Yorkers over the next 18 months. Now, we're talking about from July the 10th of 2020. So for the next 18 months, the city is going to spend $150 million to connect 600,000 New Yorkers to cook them to death. And they're saying with $87 million of those monies being redirected from the New York City Police Department's budget. So they're redirecting $87 million from the New York Police Department budget. And they said that they will prioritize 200,000 residents in New York City Housing Authority for high-speed Internet rollout as they have suffered disproportionately from the effects of COVID-19. In the effort to close the city's digital divide, the city mayor, de Blasio, has released this plan to partner with private companies to bring affordable high-speed killing frequencies and Internet service to the city's five boroughs. They will use city assets to bring broadband across underserved neighborhoods. I want you to hear this. We're being now told that the disadvantaged people now will have priority. This is a kill grid. The sight is on these people. Make absolutely no mistake. They say from there, the city plans to work with service providers to use existing infrastructure like rooftops, light poles, and build new connective infrastructure. Many neighborhoods outside the lower Manhattan lack the infrastructure for broadband service, especially in areas of Brooklyn and Queens, where there are fewer accessible conduit or utility polls. They say addressing the digital divide and increasing broadband service has become a national priority. So I want to stop reading this at this moment because we have to take a look at the NASA war document that I've been talking about for years and years. This has all been a plan to literally confine us into our homes as we are now and be served with restaurant orders. All the closed down, or many I should say of the closed down restaurants are going to become kitchens for delivery systems. We're seeing that set up now. We're watching it happen. So I want to discuss also something that is a real problem. And I just discovered this, and this is an organization called CORE. And we're being set up on by organizations that are going to be boots on the ground in all of our cities. And this is one example. And this is very, very important because CORE and Sean Penn, is it an organized criminal organization? We have to ask ourselves that as we look at what CORE is saying they're going to do because America is going down. one organized crime organization at a time. And here's an example with CORE, C-O-R-E, which means Community Organized Relief Effort. And Sean Penn is the chairman of the board, Madonna's ex-husband, right? So let's take a look at what one of the quotes are in here, and I'll read a couple more things. This is absolutely outrageous. But what we have to understand is we have to watch out for many organizations that have been set up to track, monitor, and target us. We find out that the mayors in all of our cities, along with the fire departments, many of them, not all fire department workers are involved in this, and it says, and police and other consultants have conspired to attack local residents using secret operations. And here's a quote from the manual of CORE. And you can read this attack manual in its full. We've got it posted up on stopthecrime.net under Hot Topics. And here's the quote. When we say slow is smooth, smooth is fast, and blood is slippery, we're borrowing from the extreme conflict zone metaphor, suggesting that it is no use to have a slippery finger on a hot trigger, nor on a scalpel. It suggests that everything you do in CORE, you do deliberately. We leave the getting in the weeds to the experts and lessons learned that have compiled the pages that follow. So let's take a look at some of the pages that follow. This is absolutely diabolical. They say that in CORE, the LA Mayor's Office is the model, and it's committed to work with a voice of clarity and not a voice of command. Those being voluntarily tested at our sites, we're talking about the COVID testing sites here. Listen carefully. Those being voluntarily tested at our sites are citizen partners in the fight against this pandemic. In volunteering to be tested, they too are offering equal public service. We are not authorities over the people. We are custodial guides. Our fire department and police departments are tasked for situations requiring civil authority. We hope this manual will be a value added. And remember that REST, we're talking R-E-S-T, is a weapon. So remind your volunteers and staff to get their rest each evening so that they may deliberately approach each new day with their training weaponized. So we're being set up on by boots on the ground in a variety of assaults and attacks. Here's what additionally they say in this manual. Again, that's CORE, C-O-R-E. Our goal is to increase COVID testing, especially targeting vulnerable communities. Again, we're talking about the lower income communities, just as the 5G being rolled out in New York is targeting the vulnerable communities, which due to structural inequalities are most vulnerable to the virus impacts. CORE looks to support local first responders, relieving them of the management of the testing sites and to allow their return to their continued presence in the larger community and to offer value added to local, state, and national surveillance. In determining how to respond to COVID-19 pandemic, CORE identified the gap in the quality of tests administered in the country as an opportunity where improvement could be leveraged. Initially, the CORE organization planned to set up an independent testing site with private clinics providing philanthropic funds to purchase test kits to be administered for free. Well, I'm going to add something right here, right now. We're finding out that these test kits cost between $125 and $150, and they're going to be seeking reimbursement through FEMA, which is another diabolical corporate takeover. So let's continue with this. They talk about how they'll use dollars from philanthropic organizations, such as, of course, we all know philanthropic organizations are meeting their own ends and goals of literally neutralizing all of us and causing our demise. That's what philanthropic means. We've all been flooded with such programming with vocabulary that we think philanthropic is good. It's not. So We have to understand that they're going to purchase the kits to be administered for free, so they're saying, and they're prioritizing first responders and essential workers, and also the uninsured, undocumented, underserved communities across Los Angeles. Now, again, they're talking about throughout the entire country, but I'm reading it as it pertains to Los Angeles. In identifying a site in Los Angeles, the mayor's office offered an opportunity to assume management of their all their existing COVID testing sites and open new sites in coordination with the city and the fire department with CORE's funding and other resources. To date, CORE has taken over operations of 12 sites throughout Los Angeles, including one mobile test site and the super site at Dodger Stadium with the capacity to test up to more than 6,000 people each day. And they're assuring us that this CORE program has expanded across the country through partnerships with local governments, community-based organizations to include 32 station sites, 9 mobile sites, locations to include Bakersfield, Oakland, Napa, Detroit, Chicago, North Carolina, Georgia, New Orleans, and the Navajo Nation, with additional test sites continuing to open in new regions over the coming months. So I can tell you this is just one attack scheme. It's called CORE. Now, you need to understand what we're seeing happening. Here in California, we were told as they changed the COVID regulations, which are changing by the moment, everything on the conversation and about the conversation is fluid. Here are some notes I took about more closings as the governor, Governor Gavin Newsom, called it the dimmer switch, COVID suppression strategies. Again, called the dimmer switch, turning things back off because they've allowed things to loosen up and open. Now they're blaming us for not wearing masks and not covering our faces. Masks are a, when you look that up in the dictionary, you need to understand what masks are. It is horrific. They're saying that we have to socially and physically distance. And I have to say this. There's nothing social about distancing. We have to understand the play on words here. We are being dehumanized. They're telling us we have to wash our hands. All of this is a ritual, satanic, abusive requirement with the masks and social distancing and washing the hands. They say that California has hundreds of millions of masks, and they're establishing enforcement strike teams. These are their words, establishing enforcement strike teams to come in to our communities. Who are these teams? Well, it's Cal OSHA and many others, and they reserve the right that local counties to enforce. And local counties have the right to enforce COVID orders, but if the counties do not, the state will be punitive and withhold local funding from the states. So this is how your local counties are going to impose orders on you to literally die in your homes with masks and social distancing and hand washing as all of this amps up. They will be withheld money. Now, that being withheld money is a good thing because that money is being used to attack all of us. Really, it is. They say that teams will target non-compliant workplaces, and there'll be fines and penalties. Right now, our Board of Supervisors here in Sonoma County is gleefully looking at the kinds of fines and penalties that they're going to impose on violators of the health orders when the health orders from the CDC, the WHO, and elsewhere are literally all part of a Bill Gates drive for injecting us with poisons and hydrogel, which mixed in with the polymers that we already have in our bodies is dehumanizing us. With that, I leave all of you to take a look at Human 3.0. And I will go into this. I will be hosting Pastor Butch's show soon as well. So I will go into the transhumanism agenda as the goals. They're saying that laws will be enforced by others, not just law enforcement. And strike teams will include, as I said, Cal OSHA, Department of Business Oversights in your community, and Department of Consumer Affairs, and your CHP officers, your your CHP officers. Teams will build partnerships with local health departments and businesses, and coordinating teams with local public health departments. And they will have these agencies leverage their authority to continue to flatten the so-called curve of a non-COVID situation that is like the flu. They say teams will be deployed throughout the state initially in the 19 counties on the hit list. So in other words, Sonoma County just became, I believe it's now, county number 21 that has now been restricted. Those businesses that reopened in the last couple of weeks have now been ordered to close again. No indoor dining. These restaurants will not survive, and that's the plan. This is global bankruptcy. I've covered the Rockefeller Foundation document in great detail on stopthecrime.net on our YouTube video channel. I would certainly ask all of you to listen closely to that. I've attached that document in the comments or in the description under that video. And they say that they're going to be moving forward in the coming weeks throughout the state. Well, they're coming to you, too. Those of you that think, well, it's not so bad where I live, we're not having to wear masks, and it doesn't seem to be a big problem. It is a big problem, and they're coming to you. And they'll hit you with weather events if you're non-compliant. They'll hit you with fires, tornadoes, lightning strikes. They're going to be using the weather also as a compliant way in which to punish us. And they say that the abuse of the orders and rules and regulations, there will be code and licensing enforcement and targeted enforcement, and they go on to say so much more. We must all have testing requirements. And what is more concerning, and this should be concerning to all of you, if you have a young child and both parents test positive for COVID, which you likely won't because it's all false positives, they will take your child away and CPS or your child will be put, and they say, in a safe surrounding such as foster care. Now, our children are being stolen from us. This is a way in which to steal the children. Just like the thousands and thousands of children that went missing at the border for those migrants that were being forced out of some of the countries in South America and walked for months. Many of those children are missing. Just like Operation Peter Pan that happened when Cuba was taken over by Fidel Castro, a CIA operative by the United States and the Vatican and the IMF. Cuba has been operating not with the concerns that we've been told in the media. Cuba has been laundering drugs, trafficking children, and more. Operation Peter Pan was the missing of about 50% of 12,000 children, most of them boys, in the 70s, early, no, actually in the 60s, when the Cubans were promised that their children would be sent to the United States for their safekeeping. I will continue this on the other side of the break. We have so much to cover today. Again, Deborah Tavera, StopTheCrime.net. Please go to our video YouTube channel.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war. Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Strobel Foods, the only strobel food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best strobel foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
We have to watch out now for each other's children. We have to have enough square footage in our homes to socially distance and quarantine. They're quarantining people who are not ill. Quarantines are generally for people that are deemed ill. So you have to question that word and that use as well. This is an operation. Our children are going to be taken from many families, particularly the lower income families. So help bring this awareness to those communities because they are being targeted. They absolutely are being targeted. Now, I know many of you may know, maybe you don't know about adrenochrome, but adrenochrome is a blood drinking capability of traumatized children that literally are sent into such trauma that their blood oxygenates to a point that it gives power to those that drink it. Now, this is a large topic. It's a horrific topic, but it is true. They're manufacturing adrenochrome, and they're sending it to those that can afford it because there are supposed life extension programs and powerful aspects of drinking a traumatized person's blood. So we have to be mindful of our children. They're being used in the most inhumane and horrific ways, as we all are now. We're all being traumatized. This is war, and we are in a battlefield, as Pastor Butch's music says, and we are being attacked. Now, I'm going to go over something extremely important for all of you to be wary of, because we're going to be experiencing massive catastrophic power outages throughout the country. And there's a document that I'm taking a look at right now, and the name of this document is the NIAC, the President's National Infrastructure Advisory Council. And it says, Surviving a Catastrophic Power Outage, How to Strengthen the Capabilities of the Nation. This is dated December of 2018. Now, at first glance, how to strengthen the capabilities of a nation? The nation is a corporation. So we're talking about strengthening the corporation's profitability. That's what this is about. So now let's take a look at how they describe what a catastrophic power outage will look like. They say events will happen beyond modern experience that exhausts or exceeds mutual aid capabilities. These power outage events are likely to have no notice and limited notice events that could be complicated by cyber physical attacks. Now, when you look at the Rockefeller Foundation COVID you find out that this is all planned in that document for all of us as well. They're also telling us in this document that there will be long durations lasting for several weeks to months due to physical infrastructure damage. Now let's talk about the physical infrastructure damage. The infrastructure of the United States has been intentionally underfunded by the Rothschilds and other organizations that literally control the U.S. power grid. You know and you remember the smart meter deployment. Deployment is a military term. Well, the deployment aspect of the smart meters was all part of not only radiating you in your homes and killing you, but then to, of course, spy on you with all of your smart appliances, and now, of course, to control every aspect of your life in your homes with so many more additional technologies. But let's talk about this power outage, because I'm going to make some suggestions and things that people can do now, and you must consider doing it now, because they say the effects will be a broad geographic area covering multiple states or regions and affecting tens of millions of people, and that it will cause severe cascading impacts that force critical sectors like drinking water and wastewater systems, communications, transportation, healthcare. Now, we don't have healthcare, though. We have sick care. But it will force financial services to operate in a degraded state. So this will be done. This is likely going to occur soon. We've been talking about this for a long time. We've had many warnings, and we've had many outages. And many people just fought during the fires here in California with the power outages when they set the fires by directed energy weapons, burned down cell phone towers, literally torched our homes, and then turned off the lights. Back in October and November of 2019, we had no power. It was for a time of 11 days, not all at the same days strung together. But over an 11-day period, we had power outages. We were just absolutely unable to see through the smoke of the fires, and we were forced evacuations. There were nearly 200,000 people that were told to evacuate and leave their homes as they were bringing in looters in vans to loot homes that were unoccupied. And I can only tell you that that was the experience of many people in the Tubbs fire here in Northern California of 2017. So mercenaries are being stationed all over this country. They can be certainly a cover in homeless encampments. In fact, we're now watching homeless encampments being proportionately positioned in various communities. They're saying that it's not fair for them to be just in certain lower-income areas, that they need to be positioned elsewhere. These are also strike teams. Make no mistake about it. So you need to have a power outage party. You need to tape all of your light switches so that you can't, by mistake, turn your lights on. And over a three-day period, do not use any electricity at all. And write down all of the items that you need to get immediately before all the supply lines are cut, which they are now being cut. You will not be able to get many of the things that you can right this minute. And I do mean right this minute. So start writing down the things you need to survive, because you will need those things to survive. They say that this report was challenged to think beyond even the most severe power disruption, imagining an outage that stretches beyond days, weeks, to months, or even to years. And again, they talk about how large swaths of the United States will be impacted. There will be, on top of, it will be even more severe than some of the weather disasters that we've been experiencing. A catastrophic power outage will occur with little or no notice, as I was saying, and the result from myriads of types of scenarios. And again, they talk about cyber attacks, infrastructure failures, wastewater treatment plant failures, and more. So very important to understand what we face. It's going to impact the drinking water supply as well. So think about having additional clean drinking water as best you can now. And I will tell you that back in and many of you may recall, but back in December of 2018, there was an eerie blue glow over New York after a large power plant explosion brought everything to a standstill. And people were certainly stranded in elevators, and they determined that it was a transformer that exploded. So I will tell you right now, we're being set up on for serious and massive power outages throughout this country. This will be a further degrading of our systems on every single level. We're also facing a monumental reset. And what is meant by that is not just the restructuring of everything that is a legacy system. When I mean legacy, I mean all the systems that all of us have had. The luxury of turning on a switch and having power. The luxury of turning on your faucet and getting water. The luxury of being able to drive where you would like to. All of that is ending. Because in your climate action plans that I have been talking about for many, many years, these are socialist fascist plans of a total reset and takeover of society. And everyone listening, please type in the name of your city or your state followed by climate action plan and look at your climate action plan. These plans will tell you the types of requirements to reduce your greenhouse gas emissions to prevent the weather from changing. Now, I can only tell you that that's a hoax. If you hear it like that, you think, gosh, reducing greenhouse gas emissions, how is that going to change the weather when they're using weather weapons? So the climate deniers really, as I like to say, are weather weapon deniers. They're creating a whole new doublespeak for anybody that talks about the reality of our existence in our communities. So I want to go over more about water, because we're facing a monumental takedown of our water supplies. And I also want to talk about something that people keep asking me. They keep saying, well, where's a better place for me to move? And a lot of people will actually call me as they're traveling through the country looking at real estate. And they'll say, we found a lovely piece of property by a lake. And I said, well, is that a lake or a reservoir? And many of these lakes are reservoirs. And you need to understand, fake lakes, which are reservoirs, make quakes. I cover that extensively in many of my videos on StopTheCrime.net. The reservoir system and the dam system is now being used as a weapon. The infrastructure that was set up decades and decades ago has, like the infrastructure for the power grid, been allowed to degrade, and now that's being used as a weapons system. So we can expect, as we know, we've been hearing lately, tremendous rains in China and the Three Gorges Dam. In the NASA war document, it talks about that dams will be used as weapons. And we've been hearing that recently, and it is part of the system. Imagine how many millions and millions of people will die if that Three Gorges Dam goes, and or the dam that has been a problem for us in California. Back a couple of years ago, they were on the verge of evacuating a few hundred thousand people to get to higher ground. So I can only tell you, as you look around for property and you think you're going to relocate out of the city, there's much to consider in acquiring property. So you need to know, too, that there are capabilities of increasing sea level rise during storms. And backing the water so that the water does not exit out into the oceans from the rivers and streams. So it backs up, creating more flood. It's very important to understand that flooding will be one of the main reasons that people will lose their communities and their homes, and there is no flood insurance. I also want to update the Deagle.com website, which is the plan for predetermined murder. And again, it's the Deagle.com website. I cover this in a number of videos on StopTheCrime.net. It is a military site that discusses the numbers of people that will be murdered and or committed suicide or have trouble with relocation. They emotionally can't take it. And by 2025, the population forecast for the United States is, they're saying, 65 million. And I'm looking at this to make sure I'm reading this correctly. I've posted this up on stopthecrime.net, so I would recommend that all of you take a look at this for yourselves. It is a massive number of depopulation, more than the Georgia Guidestones. And again, some of the reasons for the depopulation, again, will be suicide and the inability to adjust to forced relocations. And we're seeing that happening as more and more storms ravage our coastlines. Again, we learned years ago that most of the military operations were moving to higher ground because of the war games that are being played around the peripheral of all the low-lying coastal areas. And we've done many videos about that as well. While this sounds diabolical, it is. And so it's difficult to hear. And we struggle with this reality on a regular basis because we don't understand how this got by all of us as it seemed to have gotten by the majority of people. So we have to look at what is happening. We have to do some hardening up in order to survive what is coming the best we can, trying to be on the peripheral of this massive genocide of most of us. Most of us, most sadly, millions and millions and millions of people are going to die. So I want to talk about other things as well, and again, no particular order, but I want to throw out the understanding that the majority of people are under mass mind control. We have been mind controlled for since the 40s, and the severity of mind control now is creating zombies and can, in fact, cause someone that would never, ever get out there and use a gun in crowds or drive a car into people, because that is the kind of mind control that is available. While this might sound insane, it did to me when I first heard about it. But then when I looked into it and found the documents and the patents and read books and books and talked to many targeted individuals, I can only tell you it's real. And there are millions and millions of targeted individuals throughout not only the United States, but in other countries worldwide. There's a black enforcement group in our cities, and they are targeting people. What do I mean by targeting? I mean gang stalking, bullying, certainly being involved in the reason that many of these targeted people lose jobs. They seem to go after, and I don't know that I should really say this because they go after families as well, but lots of single people seem to be the easiest because they're alone and they can really attack them, and their family and friends literally will separate from them, believing that they now should be in a mental hospital. I've covered this at great length in many videos on stopthecrime.net. I have a link about targeted individuals. So for those of you that have not heard about this, you need to now know. You will all, every single one of you that is listening, you will be targeted. You are being targeted now. So very important to understand. We need to understand the enormity of sexual ritual abuse. And I was warning about our children and protecting our children. Children are being gone after now. And so the level of sexual ritualistic abuse is unbelievable. It is horrific. There are many survivors that have written books and talk about this, and I have much of that information, again, up on stopthecrime.net. People are also asking me, well, I should go out of the country. I hear that South America is safer. Well, I can tell you there have been many groups that have been advocating relocating out of the country. What I have to say about that and what our research has gleaned from that is that many of the people that have already relocated, for example, to South America and to Ecuador specifically, I know a number of people that have gone there, they have been murdered. They're being gang stalked and assaulted because Ecuador is a third world country. It's a dictatorship. It's mafia controlled, and the police department do the biddings of the mafia dictatorship control. And I can tell you, if you are an expat coming from another country, thinking that you can survive better with incoming wages from the United States, your income will be cut off that you rely on coming to you from the United States, as has happened to a number of people that we know. So we're getting reports back how bad things are for families that have moved out of the country now, that their money has been taken out of their accounts in the United States, and they've been hacked, and they've cleaned out the bank accounts that they have left behind in the States, believing that they would be sent to them on a monthly basis or thereabouts. Many of these people now are literally relying on shelters in South America to live in. And they're being tracked and monitored and hit with directed energy weapons. I've been emailing back and forth with a few people that have contacted me asking me, can they ever get free? So this one particular person that has been hacked and is now heavily targeted that moved to South America was advocating on the internet that people should go to South America, and this entire family is under mass attack. They're living in shelters. They're relying on shelters in South America, and they are being tracked. They're hoping that they will reduce the tracking, but we know they won't. So they also went on to tell us that the Deagle.com website that I referred to a bit ago adjusted their projections for the U.S. population even lower. They're expecting 220 million to die within the next 5 years. And they're saying, of course, that everything is headed in a horrible direction. I think all of you that are listening can attest to that. Not to the deaths yet. It's happening slowly. But over the next 5 years, 220 million of us will be gone. And they're going to be not only from our forced masks to forced vaccinations, then forced implants and chips. And we all know that. And it's already underway, and we know that that is occurring, ID 2020, and being chipped in order to buy or sell. And we're going to see spurts of the economy looking like it's a rebound. That's hope porn, to keep those that are being asset-stripped hanging on to businesses that would fail if there wasn't a little gleam of hope. Many of these people are investing money. They're even taking out government loans to pay employees during this plandemic, which they're going to be responsible to pay back. These people are being asset stripped. We are all being asset stripped now. So I have a number of videos up on StopTheCrime.net where I filmed inside some of the Board of Supervisors meetings and some of the City Council meetings where on the agendas they were arming up against the public. What do I mean by that? You can see it for yourself. And the YouTube is called Cities Caught Arming Up Against the Public. Watch that video. You're going to see heavy security measures against all of us being taken, guards and more police officers, sheriff deputies, sensors, cameras, security checkpoints, metal detectors, bag searches before entering some of our local meetings and some of our facilities. And all of this is paid for by our tax dollars. In fact, I saw more implementing of this kind of security during the fires here in October, November of 2019 when everything was shut down because the power was out. And I will tell you, it is war. It is war. And why they're manning up against us and the perfect time to close down cities and go online with the meetings is, number one, I have found that they will not take questions from the floor as they used to. You have to send in your question prior to the meeting, and they may or may not read it. So they're arming up because they know weather weapon technologies that are controlling the weather is being sold to the people as climate change, and the policies are based up on climate change versus facts of weather warfare. And the corporate agencies serve up the policies directed by the United Nations, the international bankers, the IMF, and other agencies and philanthropies. Let's not forget that. We are under attack, and they are hardening up to defend against us. and the security measures are being approved in other cities, in your cities too. But not so much now, because your cities have closed down. Everything is telecommuting, telemeeting, everything. And this is the perfect time to do that, so that there isn't the kind of dissension that would otherwise be occurring. So let's talk about what's also happening. I was interested in LIDAR because I learned that there was a corporation that was installing cameras that was using LIDAR on the mountaintops here in Sonoma County to be able to forewarn us of fires. Well, LIDAR is a frequency of death. LIDAR is literally, as most of the frequencies are doing in 5G, reducing the oxygen in our cells. We will be dying of literally lack of oxygen. But when I went and put this out for some comments, I got an insider comment. And they said, of course, as I know, electromagnetic bioinformation is being imprinted in water to make various functional waters or structured waters with different effects on health and beyond. These people have been telling me that they've attended many meetings of international water conferences, and they've conducted some maverick research on water. But they go on to talk about, regarding the LIDAR, it's radar based on laser light bouncing off of objects for the autonomous cars. So all of you need to understand, they're eliminating gasoline, in other words, fossil fuels, they call gasoline, which I constantly need to say, fossil fuels was invented by Rockefeller. Rockefeller Foundation is killing us and lied to us about where our fuel came from so that they could amass massive amounts of money that are doing to us now what it is doing to us with lies, lies, and more lies. But what is happening now is this great reset where our cars are being eliminated. We will be able to utilize our cars literally as paperweights. This is what is happening. We're being confined within our communities soon. We will not be able to travel out of each other's states, which is already occurring. We're already seeing in some of the states we have to isolate before we can enter, and that is a way in which we're going to see more borders closed. Right now the border is closed in Mexico and in Canada. We can't go to Europe. We're watching a collapse of movement as we have never known before. Again, this is Deborah Tavares with StopTheCrime.net. Please sign on, get our bell, tap our bell notification, and I will be back up with Pastor Butch in about a week or so to host another program. Thank you for listening. Get prepared, everybody.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen man.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.